We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments for and against the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which the Obama administration has declined to defend. A ruling on DOMA could impact federal benefits for same-sex couples. The Proposition 8 case before the court yesterday could have a broader impact. The justices could use it to rule on the constitutionality of same-sex marriage, although they signaled hesitation to issue such a broad determination. In the court of public opinion, the divide falls along generational lines. Polls indicate older Americans often oppose gay marriage, while young adults tend to support it. To delve into that pivotal generation, Lake Effect's Amy Kiley discussed the Supreme Court hearings with two University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee students. We'll hear from a student who supports gay marriage in a moment. But first, here's Joanna Barron. She's a member of UWM's group CRU, the U.S. branch of Campus Crusade for Christ. She opposes same-sex marriage on religious grounds, but says her viewpoint is complex.
I am against homosexuality, not necessarily gay marriage. Just to give you my view, I disagree with the act of homosexuality, but I do think that it is unconstitutional to discriminate against the marriage. So it's kind of like politically, I'm neutral, but personally, I am against it.
Oh, that's interesting. So in terms of the U.S. Supreme Court cases that are revolving around this week, where would you fall? Like, do you have a desire for them to come out one way or another?
Not necessarily. I guess personally, I would say, you know, I do disagree with gay marriage, but when I read the Constitution and go over discrimination and what that means and what it looks like, I feel as though saying that it is illegal for two people who want to be married cannot be married. Yeah, I view that as discrimination.
So you said that you're against gay marriage, and yet you said that it would be discrimination not to allow same-sex partners to marry. So how do you reconcile those two concepts?
Yes, it's because I believe in a separation of church and state. So when I'm looking at my religious view, my personal view, I do think it's wrong. Just like I might not agree with certain things, but I believe that my opinion and my personal feelings isn't necessarily fair. I'm not sure how to describe that. I know it sounds conflicting. I guess it's just like I realize that my convictions are different from other people, but I do not feel that it's right for me to push my convictions on other people.
How does your personal life story contribute to your position on same-sex marriage? You mentioned your religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I identify myself as a Christian, and when I say that, I don't mean it by any denomination. I mean it as a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and I choose to live my life according to what I find to be true in the Bible. And in the Bible, it never talks directly against a homosexual, but it talks about homosexuality and saying that the act is wrong, and you know, marriage should be between a man and a woman. And so that's where I fall. I find my convictions there, that I do believe that the act of homosexuality is a sin against God. But I do not believe that someone who identifies himself as a homosexual is a bad person. So I try to separate the person from the act.
Did you grow up in a Christian family with other people who share these views, or what was your backstory leading you to this point?
My immediate family was Christian. My parents both also would identify themselves as just having a personal relationship with Jesus. But my extended family is not Christian, and I actually have an uncle and a couple cousins who have come out as being homosexuals and practice that and, you know, have partners. And it hasn't caused a strain on our relationship because although they know that I disagree with their lifestyle, I still care for them. I still love them. And, you know, they're family.
What would a Supreme Court ruling in favor of same-sex marriage mean for your life personally? Would it have any effect?
Yes. I think how it would affect me is that I would just see things that I feel very strongly about in society just being okay, even though I feel it's, you know, wrong, kind of like abortion. I believe that life begins at conception. I see it as murder, but, you know, right now it's legal to have abortion, and, you know, I strongly disagree with that. So I think it would sadden me that things that I am just so convicted about are other people aren't necessarily seeing it the way I see it.
And what do you think a ruling in favor of same-sex marriage would mean for society then?
I don't think it would affect a huge change in society. I mean, obviously there would be some differences in the fact that it helps homosexuality become more and more a social norm in the U.S. And where my beliefs stand, you know, I see that as being just like a step further and further away from God and the way that He created things to be.
As a student, and you kind of mentioned this, but you're in a demographic group that tends to support same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. So when you interact with your fellow students who oppose your viewpoints, what might you say to them to try to change their minds to your viewpoint?
Well, I guess I just always start off once again. It's not the person that I disagree with. You know, I even had a conversation with a very good friend of mine here who is a homosexual. And, you know, I had to tell him I didn't agree with his lifestyle, but him as a person I cared about and really tried to separate the person from the action. I would just go to scripture again. I would say, you know, we talk about that in the New Testament. In the book of 1 Corinthians, it talks about how, you know, the act is wrong. And I just try to show them my biblical defense for that.
UWM student Joanna Barron opposes same-sex marriage on religious grounds. She is a member of the evangelical group Campus Crusade for Christ, or CRU, and she spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley. Representing an opposing viewpoint is Barack Stein.
Growing up in a small community and being able to switch in between a kind of rural and urban environment, and also having a background as not just a gay man, but also a Jew, and having kind of the understanding of being a minority within a minority, I recognize that this entire debate is about a lot more than just achieving marriage equality, but it's understanding and opening the door to full citizenship, essentially, of LGBT people in the United States and putting us alongside the progressive stance of every other progressive nation in the world.
Can you tell me a little bit about your coming out story in the environment that you just described?
Yes. Like I said, I did grow up in a small town, and there were challenges being a Jew in a predominantly Christian community and one that historically hadn't been very open. I went to a high school that I think prided on having elements of being tolerant of, or at least of, my Jewish faith. That was very different from my middle and elementary school, but I didn't come out in high school largely because of the vast disconnect that the administration and the student body had between what it meant to be a gay person. I remember there was a day of silence that happened at my school, and they had such a negative response to it. There are even people who came to school wearing white pride shirts. It was really shocking. But also from the more religious community and from people, they felt like it was channeling elements and promoting an agenda that they didn't approve. So for the following years, they changed Day of Silence to not be about quieted or silenced LGBT people, but about anyone who was suffering abuse, domestic abuse, violence, bullying of any respect, and kind of diluted the cause so much, they actually silenced the LGBT voice within it, thereby kind of re-perpetuating the very issue that Day of Silence was meant to highlight. I remember after that day, I totally decided that I was never going to come out in high school, and I needed to get into an urban environment that would be more accepting.
What would a Supreme Court ruling in favor of your views mean for your life personally then?
If something like this had happened when I was living in that environment, it would just sort of tell me that maybe not as a community, but as a country, we've kind of stepped forward and beyond maybe just the views and what it had meant in that community. My right to marry is important and allows me to kind of perceive a future for myself that puts me in the exact same position as all of my peers, as everyone that I know. It's a future in itself, and that could be a huge step, especially for people who suffer bullying, who suffer isolation. The perception of a future, the thing that's, it gets better, that's the central idea of one of the anti-bullying campaigns, has a lot less merit if you can't really perceive it. But this ruling would be a huge step in achieving that.
So not just for you personally or people you know, but for general society then, you're saying?
Exactly.
If the court rules against your beliefs, what do you think will happen then?
Well, largely if they go against it, they'll return it to a state issue and it'll become a long, drawn-out battle, state by state, community by community. Me personally, it'll be pretty devastating in the idea that we haven't reached the point in progression and the post-Glee world that, you know, our media invisibility sometimes implies that we're at.
You kind of talked about that legislatively, but personally, what would it mean for you and for people you know if the court rules against your beliefs?
I know a number of couples who themselves have gotten married in another state, come here, and they still won't be recognized. I know lesbian mothers who will run into more difficulties just being able to claim their children, as one might be biological and the other one is not. Actually, I know a number of cases that's the exact situation. Me personally, I guess I will have to seriously consider moving somewhere else if I ever get in a serious relationship. I really do want to get married one day. This is something that is important to me. But without this ruling, I would consider living somewhere else that would allow it.
You probably run into people who have opposing viewpoints. If you were to try to convince them to come to your side, what would you say to try to convince them?
I would tell them my story. That is a big underlying feature of our movement, is the discussion with people about how, if you know a gay person, if you know the gay or lesbian cousin, friend, uncle, that as soon as it becomes human to them, as soon as it's not the sort of intangible idea, they do change their minds about it. I tell them my story, where I am, what I've suffered, what I've gone through, and I would hope that that in itself would stand to reason and bring them into understanding and my side.
Well, Barack Stein, thank you so much for sharing your personal story here on Lake Effect.
No problem.
That was UWM student Barack Stein, who hopes the U.S. Supreme Court will rule in favor of gay marriage. Earlier, a UWM student spoke about opposing gay marriage on religious grounds. Both of them spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley. We'll take one last break, and then if you're a vegetarian, what are your options at area restaurants? Dining contributor Ann Christensen has some suggestions and some complaints. She'll join us next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.